Let's pick up Tenley in Duluth, Minnesota, and she's got a question. Oh, a couple of three questions here. Are you there, Tenley?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, how old a woman are you?
I'm 49.
Are these questions for you?
Yes.
Okay, and so what's your first concern?
Well, I got diagnosed with, it's called refractory anemia with ring sideroblasts. Okay. I don't have a spleen, and I had chemotherapy because I had breast cancer 7 years ago.
Okay.
And so my doctor has asked me to go on one of the things that he said that would maybe help reproduce my red blood cells, because my bone marrow has shut down now because of this. I will not be producing red blood cells. He said to take vitamin B1 and vitamin B6, 50 milligrams, and for B1 and B6, 100 milligrams. But I'm wondering if there's any other natural supplements that you could recommend that would help me build my red blood cells up, because that's what's it's making me so anemic.
You bet.
And my blood and my, you know, my bone marrow has shut down now.
How does he know that the bone marrow is shut down? What test did he do?
The bone marrow biopsy.
Ooh, I see. Wow. Okay, that's
yeah.
Extreme test.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a couple of sneaky things that you can do. One that I like very much is the use of colostrum.
Colostrum?
Yes. Colostrum is the first production, like before there's milk from a cow, and
uh-huh.
From any mammal, of course. And this guy is like a stand-in immune system. And so it reduces the demand for white cells. Now, when you do that, all the cells, as you now know, come from the bone, and they start as B cells, and then they're differentiated red for energy or white for immunity. Now, if I give you or you take a good bit of colostrum, you now get 25% of that is immunoglobulin. So you get the defense normally needed to be produced by your body for usually the intestinal lining. Now, with that demand being eliminated, your body now has more capability to shift toward red cell production. And this is what I would do. The other thing I would do is try to support the normal splenic functions of your body. And so the way you can do that, there's a product called Quantum Adrenal Complex. And this
Adrenal.
And this is actually in Chinese medicine. The spleen adrenal axis is one, okay? And this guy then can help the normal tasks that were relegated to spleen that are lost now. See, one of the problems you have is that when you, every day, each one of us has almost 20-25% of our cells breaking down. At night, when you go to sleep, they all go to your spleen, and they're checked. The bad guys are dropped into your intestine to be evacuated with a morning bowel movement. The good guys are sent back. When the spleen is gone, many of these cells are lost completely through the intestine, and the normal recheck process is lost. So if you do any really hard exercise, the next day you're exhausted. So you have to do very moderate physical activity. And I would get on some Quantum Adrenal. And how much do you weigh?
158 pounds.
158.
I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah, well, I don't think that should be much trouble as long as you cut down the fats. But the
yeah.
adrenal axis is probably you gain the weight at your abdomen almost for sure. So
yeah.
What I would do is I'd take about anywhere from 6 to 12 adrenal at breakfast, and possibly, if it's making you feel better, also at lunch, but never at night because it may keep you awake. These two things should be a bit of a help. The next thing I would do is get on the HCL detox kit because...
Okay, let's say that again.
The HCL detox kit. This will improve your digestion, which will reduce your liver load, which will again reduce your white cell load.
Okay?
And so all these things can then favor the body shifting to an increased production of red cells. Got it? And so at your weight and your age, I would use about... I'd use about 3 HCL and about 2 Activator, and I would also take 2 Quantum Digest. And the Digest, I like you to take that at the start or with the meal, And the other two guys, the HCL Detox Kit members, the HCL plus the activator, the end of meals. And this should make a difference that you can feel. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as the bees go, what he's recommending are non-live source, and these bees are not in chain form. So you have to take a horse dose, and they don't work very well. You'd be much better off with Max Stress Bee. This is the world's only live source N-chain B complex. So this will deliver B1 and B6 in the N-chain form, ready to go by the cell. So a small amount, a couple milligrams, will have hundreds of times better effect than 50 or 100 milligrams of the other B1. And that's called, in there, it's called thiamine cocarboxylase. So Max Stress B, and I'd probably start out with a half teaspoon and make sure it agrees with you, and then increase a half teaspoon a day till you get to about 2 or even 3 teaspoons. This should dramatically upregulate your energy and also help to improve the refractory anemia. Okay?
Okay. Oh, wow. Great.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Give me a call in a month or so and let me know how you're doing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.